Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here at the State Tennis Qualifiers from Pella High School. Cameron Rowe, Joshua Rosenboom, and Cash Money Thompson joining us here as we get ready for the state meet coming up next week for the team, the Final Four. This is going to air after you guys participate as individuals. Cameron, I'll start with you. What did it mean to get a doubles pair up to state and to also keep this team going to the Final Four?
It was exciting because it showed a lot of players on our team are able to compete at a very high level. And then, yeah, we had a lot of people qualify, which was good.
Well, and Josh, you come from a family of tennis players, and I'm sure you're excited to carry on that legacy. I know that you had a sister and a brother who've also qualified for state. What does it mean to kind of carry that on and to also help this team out?
Yeah, it feels pretty good, especially since I'm only a sophomore. Yeah, I've had a lot of siblings that have made it, and I just kept practicing with my family. I've had quite a bit of experience with them. And, yeah, it just felt good. I was part of the family that did make it to state.
Well, and Cashin, obviously, you're one of the newer members to the varsity this year, and obviously, bigger responsibility. What does it mean to be able to help the team in both ways by qualifying as an individual and to help the team get to the Final Four again?
Well, you know, last year, almost the entirety of our varsity team was all seniors, and so with them all graduating, it just feels great to know that I am carrying my own water and that I can put some points on for the team. And and this year, with all the seniors graduating, knowing that we qualified more than last year for individual, it just feels great.
Well, and Cameron, obviously a very, very busy, you know, time right now playing both tournaments. You guys just finished up and you had a battle to get to the Final Four. It was against Ballard and you had an opportunity to have to come back earlier in the day too. Just take us back to the day when it was like to have to play so much tennis and what it meant to help between you and Bo push the team so you didn't have to play doubles.
Yeah, I was looking around, looking maybe if someone else would bail me out and I wouldn't have to finish my match. But I was excited I could finish it because I started off slow, started behind, and then I kicked it in a notch and then started grinding out the points, came out with a W.
Well, and Josh, especially when it came to the individual tournament, you kind of had to assume the top single spot with the Briggs brothers both playing doubles, and you've had to play some great competition. It feels like you're improving against that competition. How do you feel, you know, playing some of these top singles players, and how do you think it's made you a better player?
Well, yeah, the top singles players usually hit with a lot of pace, and I hit pretty well with pace. I feel like the better the person I'm playing, the better player I am. I'm a pretty good person when it comes to hitting with pace, and I can direct the ball, especially when it has pace. But yeah, those people have just made me a better person, player, by just making me more competitive and making me more of a mentally tough person.
Well, Cash, and I was told specifically to ask you about bagels and breadsticks. How are you accomplishing that with some of your matches, especially with Cameron here and dominating some opponents?
Well, you know, this regular season, I've had four different doubles partners. And, you know, with each doubles partner, we are just racking up those bagels and breadsticks. And so, I mean, with Cameron Rowe himself, I mean, this guy, I mean,
he's a baker.
He's a baker. I mean, by day, he's a baker, and by night, he's a tennis player. And so I'm excited to watch the bakery skills tomorrow for individual, and then for team state, we're ready to bake up some bagels. So, yeah, we'll be set.
There you go. See, that's all we needed for analysis. Obviously, this team has been a runner-up now 2 years in a row, and you guys have that opportunity again coming up at Waveland on May the 31st. What do you think it's going to take to get some juicy shots in, of course, and get that sauce and be one of those final two teams?
We're going to need some people to have some big step-ups. We have the talent to win 1 through 6 for sure, and just some kids will step up, and it'll be exciting to see. Yeah, we're just going to have to play our best. We're going to have to play well because none of the teams are going to be easy to beat. They're all going to be obviously top four, so it's a big accomplishment. And, yeah, we're just going to have to stay there mentally and hopefully not pull something, but we'll have to play hard.
You know what? I'm going to quote one of my favorite TV shows, Ted Lasso. It's on the wall. He's got to believe, you know? And so I think, I mean, we have been runner-ups for consecutive years or whatever, and so it's easy to be like, okay, well, I guess we'll just be runners up again. But I think this time, I mean, it's as good as a chance as ever to just win it all. So I think as long as we believe in ourselves, we can do anything. So yeah.
Awesome. Three of the qualifiers from the Pella tennis teams playing in individuals this week, and then, of course, the big one coming up, the Final Four opportunity coming up next week, Tuesday at Waveland Park against the top four teams in Class 1A. Congratulations on an excellent season, fellas, and vamos.
Thank you.
Thank you.